Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 407, top of the day to you, Steph.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Are you enjoying your water?
Yeah.
Nice, refreshing water.
You're so generous in your hospitality of me.
Yeah.
Here's some water and a dry cracker.
You didn't get a dry cracker.
No, that's right. I didn't. I had a crunchy that I brought.
BYO's treaties. I know you're a massive fan of The Rock, a.k.a. Dwayne Johnson, so we'll be doing a quiz about his movies a little bit later on.
I can't wait to lose that.
And we'll be talking about things that we've watched. Mm-hmm. I've been maybe subconsciously, continuing on with my cozy watching.
Nice.
But different cozy.
Bad cozy watching?
No, this has been good cozy watching. So.
Well, yeah, me too. I've been watching Housewives. Lots of Housewives. That's my cozy watching.
That is good.
Actually, no, that's wrong. It's not my cozy watching. It is my I don't want to ever think ever again, so I'm going to watch people fight.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. Yeah. We have some news coming up for us very soon. Or in fact, it's next. So I should probably say now it's time for the news, but do it in the funny voice. So now it's time for the news.
If you aren't getting your watches fixed just by listening, follow the watches on Twitter and Instagram.
Three times I said the news.
That was lovely. I wonder what time we're up to. Do you think it's the news time?
I think it might be.
Sorry, I didn't hear it until the fourth go.
Taylor Swift released a new album. What's it called?
The Life of a Showgirl.
Okay. So what she did was she had like the official kind of release party of a showgirl.
Yeah. In cinemas.
Yes. And that's made $548 million.
She is such a good businesswoman.
She directed it too, so it was her idea.
Apparently it was quite good.
You reckon it's going to end up on a streaming service, right?
Oh, surely.
Like the last one, that was Disney?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Disney would try and grab this?
Surely. Because they've got a couple of other
Taylor stuff?
Docos.
Oh, okay.
Of previous albums.
Has to be there.
So surely.
Yeah, she does the deals.
There were, towards the end of her eras, if you're Australian, your eras tour, there was a film crew following her on stage and backstage and people were like, what's it for? I haven't seen the Life of a Showgirl film.
Oh, so it could be clearly. This.
I wonder if it's that.
Yeah, maybe. She beat Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Because he's got a movie called The Smashing Machine.
Is anyone surprised that the Swifties outdid anyone else?
Not even Dwayne Johnson. He's probably like, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's made 562 or something million. Like,
I mean, he's okay.
He'll be okay.
Do you know what else happened on the 3rd of October apart from Taylor?
What?
Is it part of your news?
No.
Okay. So, okay, first, I'm going to say two things. So the first one, if I say, what's the date today?
The 5th of October.
No.
The 3rd of October. You said the 3rd, right? The 3rd of October.
It's the 3rd of October. Does that ring a bell for a movie?
No.
Like a famous line in a cult classic movie with Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, is it Freaky Friday?
No.
Mean Girls.
You know how she's I've forgotten his name. You know the guy she's got a crush on in, I don't know, maths?
Yeah.
And she... trying to like get his attention. You do remember.
I don't remember his name is what I meant.
Yeah, me neither. It's like on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it. And, you know, she's really smart in math, so she tries to find ways to start conversations. And she goes, what's today's date? And he's like, it's October 3rd. So there was this really hilarious skit that he did on an airplane being like, this is my favorite day of the year. Like, this is my day. He's on a plane and he's like, would anyone like to ask me what today's date is? And he looks sideways to the woman next to him and he's like, you know, do you want to know what today's date is? And she's dressed all in like orange and green, which are the new colours of Taylor's album. And she's like, it's Taylor Swift.
That's really funny.
And then he looks across the aisle and there's another one all decked out and he's like, I don't know how to code. Like, this is not my day anymore.
This is my day.
I digress. That was a funny
bit. That's funny.
However, October 3rd, Lauren Graham got her Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Do you know who she is?
Yeah. Gilmore Girls. I was like, now everyone's going to celebrate by listening to Tina Fey will celebrate with Lindsay Lohan.
Yep.
Listening to Taylor Swift, but having Gilmore Girls on
in the background.
But yeah,
because that's a cozy watch.
Yeah, it's a cozy watch.
And the guy whose name Evan.
That's how they pronounce it in America.
It's like Craig.
Or Graham.
Graham. Well, sorry, Lauren Graham.
Oh, yeah. That's how you is that how she says her name?
Well, that's
I don't know now.
That's how the creator of Gilmore Girls said her name when she was talking at the ceremony.
Okay, then it has to be her name.
Lauren Graham.
Graham.
Sounds like you've missed all of the letters in between. Between the G and the M.
It sounds like you don't know how to pronounce it, so you kind of stumble over it and hope that no one notices.
You mumble it like instead of a cough. Lorelai Gilmore. That's way easier to pronounce.
Therefore, you never use her full proper name.
She's typecast forever.
So you know how Scrubs is coming back? Do you think that they're going to say that this is now season whatever? Like, or is it going to be like Scrubs reboot? Season one.
Oh,
I don't know.
I'd really love them to go, this is season 24.
I guess we have to check IMDb when it comes out to see what it says.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming that would be official. I guess
they have to completely just pick up same hospital, same characters.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. So they've got heaps of the old cast, including reoccurring guest stars, which will be really exciting.
It was a good show. I really enjoyed Scrubs.
It was funny.
So funny.
And the DVDs were really popular. That was around the time when people would go out and buy full seasons of DVDs to have so that they could watch it at home.
Yeah, that's what you
do. There was cable TV, but if you wanted to binge watch something, that's how you binge watched it.
Or the off season, you know, those weeks, especially in summer, our summer.
Yes.
We'd be like, I'm home and there's nothing to watch. That's when you watch the box set.
Time to watch the box set. So they've got in this new season, would this be season 10?
Of Scrubs.
Could it be?
I don't know.
Did they do 9? Feel like they probably did. But anyway, they're going to have a whole heap of interns because if you remember how Scrubs started, they were the interns.
Yeah.
So it's going to start. There's going to be a whole heap of interns. This is a quote from the boss people of the new Scrubs. Medicine has changed. Interns have changed. But their bromance has stood the test of time. Characters new and old navigate the waters of Sacred Heart with laughter, heart, and some surprises along the way. I think this one will be a show that a lot of people will jump back into and people will discover for the first time and then jump back into the old stuff, the old seasons again, which will be really nice. Speaking of things that are nice, oh, no, sorry, this is not nice. This is sad. The Great North, which is an animated series set in Canada. This is the one that had Alanis Morissette as secret friend, imaginary friend or something, like she was God.
She's been God a couple of times, hasn't she?
Only for like the main character or something like that. I watched the first season. It was funny. It was nice. And then I forgot that it existed anymore. It's existed for 5 seasons.
Wow, you really forgot.
I really forgot. And it is coming to an end.
Because
it's finished.
It
was all my fault.
Only you brought all of those ratings down.
All my fault now. I'm sorry. You see what I did there?
They put that in the press release. With thanks to Leah for doing
thanks
nothing.
To Leah, Nick Offerman and Jenny Slate are now out of – oh, and Will Fort. Like, there's so many people.
They're out of work.
Out of work. Was Megan Mullally in it? I think she was. Mullally, sorry.
I don't know. You watched it.
One season, 5 years ago, because Lance Morissette was
actually makes me really laugh.
I'm like, yeah, I really love
that show really, that I totally really forgot about.
I forgot about it. Do I have any more stories? No, that's the end of the news.
The what?
Now it's time to get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email. TheWatchersPodcast@gmail.com.
I've got the giggle.
I know you do. Because what I was doing was not even funny. I'm like, wow, she's really laughing at this.
But I just couldn't stop.
She was, it was an unstoppable hello. She's still going.
Just like quietly giggling away. I don't know why. I'm going delirious. I'm tired. The clocks went forward, which means I had less sleep than normal, which is a not much.
But you were also like worrying about it, and you were like, and then I'm going to miss it. Like, I'm just going to have the worst time when I have to go and do this thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's 2 days after
the clock's changing.
The clock's changing for daylight savings. You were like, yeah, I know.
I'm really glad that you set me right on that, because I was like, oh, great.
You would have gone to that thing a day early.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this would be so embarrassing.
I actually had to get the invitation down this morning just to check that I wasn't not getting ready.
Wasn't.
Does that make sense?
Wasn't not getting ready. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wasn't.
Because I was like, now's crunch time. Like, I would have to leave in 10 minutes. So you better run or relax.
Yeah, and you did.
I did.
Speaking of relaxing, cozy stuff.
Yeah, go on.
I've continued because I went on a little holiday to Tasmania and I wanted to watch some stuff that was a bit cozy and similar to what I was doing, which is going on a holiday. So I watched Sandy. Oh, I never remember how to pronounce her name. It's like Toxfig. The one from QI, the host from QI.
Oh, yeah.
Extraordinary Escapes with that Sandy, where every episode she goes to, I think it's three different like Airbnb kind of things, mm-hmm. but like really swish ones with another famous person from England.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or the UK, I should say. And they're usually like actresses that you've seen in stuff or actresses that you haven't seen in stuff, and you Google them and you're like, oh, I've been
it's
in stuff.
It's a more like luxury version of Bear Grylls with these celebrity
yes,
people.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And they go to really weird, quirky places. Sometimes they will – I mean, no, actually most of the time there'll be architectural – cool things, you know,
grand like, designs.
Yeah, exactly. It's grand designs. They go to grand designs because the people don't want to live there because they have
to. They ran out of money.
They ran out of money, so they have to now rent it out. That's that's what it is. Really cozy. I think the first series.
Yeah.
So I was watching it on iView. I think the first series only had like 4 episodes, but then the next one had more, and I think there's a third series, so I can still have a lot of fun with that. Cozy, easy to watch, but. It's one of those shows that are not designed to be watched episode after episode after episode.
Yeah,
because you start to see the formula.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like it's too obvious.
Yeah.
It's designed for watch this once a week live. Mm.
Just relax for a minute.
Exactly.
With a cup of tea.
Take some time to yourself.
Put the ironing, like do the ironing while you're watching
it. Yes, yeah, because you don't have to watch every second of it. It's not like that. What have you watched?
I watched a movie called Swiped. Have you heard of it?
No.
Well, it's a new one, so behind the times, Leah.
Oh, sorry about that.
You really are behind the times. It's on Disney Plus, and it's called Swiped. It stars Lily James, who we all know from everything, and a few other guys, Ben Schnetzer and Dan Stevens. I'm going to get half that name incorrect. Never mind. Jackson White.
Mm-hmm.
It is based on the true story of Whitney Wolf Heard, who was one of the founding, oh gosh, I don't know what word they would call her, founding developers of Tinder.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was, you know, an up and coming tech person trying to break into the tech industry, which like most industries in the world are very male dominated and it's very difficult for women to break into, but she's most definitely got the skills for it and the marketing brain.
Yeah, sure.
And innovative, that sort of thing. So they really did need her to come in and put a bit of a drive behind it because they were trying to launch a whole bunch of different apps, but this was that dating app that they were trying to launch. And, of course, Tinder became what Tinder is, incredibly, incredibly successful.
Yeah.
Which made her very, very successful. But there were funny moments in that the two other founding men then kept revoking her part in it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
So when it was becoming amazing and hitting the media, they never mentioned her name.
That's, wow.
Isn't that, it just makes you cranky. Anyway, there was a lot of behind the scenes controversy that happened that made her plight even more difficult. I don't want to give away anything, mm-hmm. but because it is based on her true story, you can only imagine that there is some sort of truth behind it. However, she then left Tinder and made it on her own in some respect and created Bumble.
There you go.
So she is.
That's another one that people use all the time.
Yeah. And her whole ethos for Bumble was make it a female, not dominated, but female respectful dating app that Tinder is not.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah. So take away the her
unsolicited
male,
things. Yes. And make it female driven. And I think this is the right title, but she is the youngest self-made billionaire.
Wow, that's really cool.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, girl power.
So it was quite a good, quite an interesting movie.
Yeah.
I had no idea about any of it beforehand.
You've learned all about this part of a massive industry.
Massive money-making industry. Huge. That's crazy. Huge. So anyway, swiped on Disney Plus.
Swiped on Disney Plus. I went to HBO to check out. This was another one of those, I forgot I watched the first season of that show. It's got three. I watched Somebody Somewhere. It's a series. Very cozy. Feels very real, mm-hmm. I would have to say. It came back on my radar simply because I remember that Jeff Hiller won the Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series on the Primetime Emmys.
Very cool.
And it was nominated for a whole heap of other stuff as well.
Yeah.
The main character is played by Bridget Everett, who I remember she was in Amy Schumer's like sketch comedy show. Was it called like Inside Amy Schumer? I think it was. And she would come in and like sing songs or, and you're just like, what is this? And I was just being really like confused about why she was there. But then I remembered that she was the, remember those two blokes in French and Saunders? They would just start singing songs or be part of the sketches.
Yes.
She's basically that. But she plays the main character in this. It's a small town. It's about this.
Hallmarky?
No. Okay. No, like more gritty. It's like funny but sad at the same time. So it's a small town. She lives there. Her sister lives there. She makes friends. She joins like a singing group, if I remember correctly, in the first season. And that's where she makes more friends. And in the second season, her and her sister are kind of tidying up her dad's farm because mm-hmm. he's moved away. I'd completely forgotten. I was like, did the dad die? I can't remember what on earth happened. Anyway, she's done that. Her best friend is the character that Jeff Hiller plays. And he's really fun and very nice, like really.
A nice guy.
Yeah, they're really best friends. They support each other. And then he starts to get a love interest in the third season.
Oh.
And she's not that happy about that, even though the love interest is a really nice person. It's just that she's losing her friend, but he's still trying to be her friend. Anyway, it's all that kind of stuff. It's very cozy. It's very real. I was playing Hollow Knight whilst watching it, so you don't have to stare at it every 5 seconds. I would suggest if you watched the first season, completely forgot about it, like me.
Get onto it.
Jump back into it. What was the other thing that you watched?
I jumped into, along with many, many other people, the season 2 premiere of High Potential.
Oh, yeah. You really liked that first season.
I really liked High Potential. Yeah. It's another one on Disney Plus, and it's that kind of episode by episode whodunit of a woman who now works as a consultant for the LAPD.
Yep.
So she's got no
credentials. Yeah.
She's not a police officer in any respect, but she's a very, very clever person.
Mm-hmm.
One of those people who just knows everything about everything. So she mm-hmm. can see crime scenes from a different perspective. And there's that string of storyline that goes through both seasons. And so we're starting to get a little bit more. And it's her story, the one that comes through. Anyway, what's impressive about it, apart from the show itself, is that the season 2 premiere according to Deadline, uncovered 12 million total multi-platform views after 7 days.
Holy dooly. That's incredible.
Across ABC, Hulu, Disney Plus, and other digital platforms.
Okay.
It was a 28% lift over last year's series premiere, which is unheard of on that year over year increase. 28%.
28% is really incredible.
Isn't that
ridiculous?
Just absolutely incredible.
That just goes to show that people have picked it up and watched it since the first season and watched it on their own terms.
Yes.
And then Disney, unlike Netflix, have gone,
let's keep going.
Continue. And it's paid off for them.
Do you know what else really worked? I had not finished the last season. I thought I had, but obviously I'd gotten to because they only release them week by week.
Yeah, sure.
So I'd obviously gotten to the end of that, whatever had been released. And then I forgot. I did a layer and I forgot about it. So I pressed play thinking, oh, finish the season. It rolled immediately into season two,
really
so much that as a viewer, I didn't even realize I had started season two. Do you know what made me realize? Her fringe changed. And I went, it's a little bit different. A little bit different.
Mm.
And I thought, we're on season two. It's good. It's the same feel, the same characters
That's
there.
Great.
But like I said, we're getting more of her mystery backstory now.
Get
so we're getting
it.
Some sort of answers, but the mystery continues.
Yep. Yep.
It's
okay.
Fun. It is a fun. It's almost a cozy watch.
Yes, except there's crimes.
Yeah, crimes, but they're like
That's fine. That's
little
cozy
bit, little bit jovial.
Yeah, people love cozy crimes. Would you love to get into a cozy quiz about somebody that you feel you don't know very well?
100%. That is exactly what I feel like doing today.
Quiz time, Dwayne Johnson movie synopsis. How well do you know Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock movies?
Not very well at all. Set me up for success.
Okay. A bad deed on the part of a tough minor league hockey player results in an unusual sentence. He must serve 1 week as a real life tooth fairy.
Oh, it's the tooth fairy?
Yeah.
I actually forgot to ask, what am I answering?
Oh, the movies.
You just gave me
movies. That's true. What year do you reckon that would be?
No clue. 2015?
10.
Do you know what? Oh, my gosh. I was going to say 2011 and then I went, Shame.
An Interpol agent successfully tracks down the world's most wanted art thief with help from a rival
Ryan
thief.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yes. But nothing is as it seems. There's a series of double crosses in shoes.
It was fun. I didn't expect to like it. And I've got no clue what it was called. Give me a clue.
A colour, a primary colour.
Red.
And I'm going to put.
Red pigeon.
It's Red Notice.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Year?
2021.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so good at this game.
Because I know what you were like. You were like, okay, this is.
I was watching television.
Yeah.
Must have been during COVID.
Yeah. Devoted lifeguard Mitch Buchanan butts heads with a brash new recruit.
Baywatch.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if it had another word to it.
No, just Baywatch.
Just Baywatch. 20, what are we in now? 2025. I don't know. 2017.
Quite a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
You know, I was
talking. Like Australia's still riding on that wave, though, that it was filmed here.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Australia and wave. Here we go into a segue.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently after Baywatch, the original series, they were like, we want to do a spin-off set somewhere else, and they wanted to do it up in Avalon on the northern beaches of Sydney. And then apparently, this is like the late 90s, apparently the local community are like, no, we don't want to have any series or TV crews here stopping us from surfing whenever the hell we want to.
Yeah.
They did like this big thing and Baywatch were like, this is too hard. We're going to Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Upper Peninsula Northern Beaches people are really difficult.
Northern Beaches.
That's what the Hollywood people said. That's telling you something.
This is the part where Jason Momoa says thank you to the Avalon community for creating – his whole entire career because they went to Hawaii and that's where he got his break.
Because the Northern Beaches of Sydney were like, stop Hollywood, we have Home and Away. That's where that's where we hang our hook on. We like Summer Bay and we're sticking with it.
We don't like Baywatch.
We do not want your Hollywood dollars.
No way. In ancient Polynesia, when a terrible curse incurred by the demigod Maui reaches
I'm really good at
someone's
the
island.
Rock quiz.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Is Moana.
Yeah. It's older than I thought it was.
I don't know. I only got into it a couple of years ago. It is Moana is 2012.
16.
Mm. Yeah, I just pronounced it incorrectly.
I know.
Sorry.
It is a different language. The mummified body of him is shipped to a museum in London where he once again wakes and begins his campaign of rage and terror.
Night at the museum? I don't know.
The Mummy
Returns.
Oh,
The Mummy.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. 2001.
He played
sentence.
The Scorpion King.
Scorpion
and
King.
And then they did another movie called
The Scorpion,
Scorpion
King.
King.
Didn't know that that was a...
Final one.
Okay.
Four teenagers are stuck into a...
Breakfast Club. Oh, sorry. No,
sucked, sorry, in into a magical video game and the only way they can escape is to work together to finish the game.
Jumanji?
Yes. Just Jumanji. It's the reboot. Well, Welcome to the Jungle.
Jumanji.
What year?
Oh, sorry. I forgot that. Was that the question? Or that's just the add-on bonus.
No, you got
bonus.
It right. You got it's the add-on bonus.
22.
17. I think they did the sequel around 2022.
I don't believe that Jumanji needed to be remade. It's pretty
I haven't
amazing.
Seen that one, so I don't know whether.
No, nor have I. I say.
Or not. They did a different spin, which is probably
then
a good thing.
Just call it like Jumanji.
The video
three.
Game going into the.
Jumanji.
Welcome to the Jungle?
Digital.
Okay.
Welcome to
the. Yeah. Digi Jumanji.
Digi
Jumanji.
Yeah.
On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Digi welcome.